Ale yona indaba edidi ingqondo kakhulu ukuthi kuwenzeka kanjani ukuthi umuntu olamacala angaka abe lokho ethola i-support ayitholayo kuma-Republicans. Kuyasimangalisa sonke ukuthi yini esiyenzakala ngama-Republicans. Weli siya-understand ukuthi ama-democratic policies abawathandi and so on and so forth, but ukuthi bazimisele ukuthi basupportane lo muntu olamacala, olama-indictments okungenzeka futhi ukuthi before sifika uNovember kube ngumuntu oyabe segwetshiwe. Sibonile bebuzo abaningi ukuthi even angagwetshwa lizomvotela na, basho bathi ngempela sizomvotela ngoba sibona enguye umuntu osilungeleyo thina ukukhokhela. So thina abanye kuyasixaka lokhu ngoba mina ngikubhekisisa khona lokhu, angiboni ukuthi omunye umuntu angaba lamacala afana lakaTrump. Abantu abaningi kangaka bebelokhu besithi nguye abamfunayo ukuthi abuze. So ukuthi umuntu onjalo angayenza umathanda phela manje sengumongabeli, lizomstopa lisithini? Njengoba even ama-courts bamgweba bembona ukuthi ulecala lina limbona efit ukuthi abe ngumongameli wena. So kusho ukuthi limnikeza i-blank check ukuthi angayenza umathanda manje se-White House, and ayikho into elizoyenza ngoba umuntu onjalo selimenze waba above the law, which is something i-constitution yeleli kwele America engakuvumeliwe kona lokhu ukuthi anyone abe above the law. But uTrump simbona sebembeka kulelo zinga ukuthi u-above the law ama-Republicans. So thina sesithandazela ukuthi the rest of America ingqondo zabo ezilokhu esisasebenza basoze bakuvumele lokhu. Njalo bazovotela uBiden ngoNovember ukwenzela ukuthi bastophe ukuhlanya lobo esibubonayo.